Today from the Ohio Newsroom, reaching out to rural voters.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Every Tuesday, leading up to November 5th, we're looking at a different issue at stake in the election. Ohio used to be considered a swing state, but in recent years, it's become reliably red. And the state's rural population is a big part of that. But Democratic leaders in rural counties are trying to convert more voters to the blue side. Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO's Catherine Mobley reports.
In the 2020 presidential race, 81 of Ohio's 88 counties went red, supporting Republican candidate Donald Trump. One of those counties was Champaign, with almost 26,000 registered voters.
I've lived here 24 years. To my knowledge, we've not elected a Democrat to a countywide position, so it's completely run by Republicans.
Heather Tiefenthaler is Champaign County's Democratic Party chair. This area is home to Republican U.S. Congressman Jim Jordan and a Republican stronghold. Tiefenthaler says that's because there are long-held negative stereotypes about her party. So her team shows the character of Champaign's Democrats.
They have to see us partner with nonprofits, food pantries or shelters or the Red Cross. They have to see that we're business owners, we're their neighbors, we're their friends that they run into at the Y, or around town at church. We're just going to lead by being nice, by doing things that are right for our community.
Similarly, other Democratic leaders in the state emphasize common values to sway undecided voters.
Hey, I got the same values as you. I love this small town.
Craig Swartz lives in Wyandotte County with 15,262 other registered voters.
I want to see it prosper, but we need to have it grow.
He chairs the Rural Caucus, one of several rural independent groups affiliated with the Democratic Party. It represents about 60 counties, many with a population of fewer than 100,000. Swartz says the Rural Caucus is fighting to get more resources and attention from state and national party leaders to help local candidates, something he believes could eventually turn Ohio blue.
The larger counties have written us off, and it's harder to get the state candidates to do real campaigning year-round in rural communities. They're still going to need us.
But State Party Chair Liz Walters states it's a numbers game.
When there's more voters there, more money gets spent there. That's just the math of it. You know, Cuyahoga, Franklin, and Hamilton County is like 40% of Ohioans live in those three counties. Whether you are on the Republican side of the aisle or the Democratic side of the aisle, more resources are getting spent where more people live because our job is to talk to voters.
In Ohio, the state Democratic leadership gives a majority of support and attention to the six most populous counties, the three Walters mentioned, plus Montgomery, Summit, and Lucas. Those six, plus Athens County, were the only ones to go blue in the last presidential election. Walters acknowledges rural communities are a valuable political asset and says while they can't offer extensive financial support, they do give other assistance.
We've helped county parties, everything from like graphic design to redesign their logos and help them modernize and kind of connect better with folks, to advising them on how to build a website, or even helping them find digital and social media resources, either for free or low cost, because like we'll buy it at a bulk rate and then share it out to the county parties that want to use it.
Meanwhile, back in Champaign County, Democrat Heather Tiefenthaler claims their records reflect they're attracting new support from independents and disillusioned Republicans.
We're never going to turn it blue, but we'll take purple.
Tiefenthaler admits it's a process that will take time, and believes their efforts will pay off. Reporting for the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Catherine Mobley.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.